From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Monday, December 29th, 2014. Here are some of the stories that made the news Friday, December 26th through Monday, December 29th. Arthur Cassano is reporting in the Daily Mail, Greene County has failed to turn over to the state more than $66,000 worth of property abandoned for more than 3 years, according to a report released by the New York State Comptroller's Office Sunday, December 28th. In a letter to Greene County Treasurer Peter Marcot earlier this month, the Comptroller's Office provided a list of 18 properties that should have been handed over in accordance with the state's abandoned property law. In an interview with the paper, Marcot acknowledged the properties had not been turned over as required. He said the issue is now being addressed. The Treasurer's Office has begun the process of contacting the parties involved in each case. Marcot said many of the 18 properties cited in the Comptroller's Office are still in litigation. Siobhan Barton reported in the Register-Star, plans for a group of new apartment buildings on the east side of Joslyn Boulevard were presented to the Greenport Planning Board Tuesday, December 23rd. The project is an extension of Joslyn Commons, the senior living facility located at 540 Joslyn Boulevard. The plan calls for the construction of 6 two-story apartment buildings and would be called Joslyn Commons Luxury. Plans for the development of a 66-unit facility on the other side of Joslyn Boulevard are currently before the planning board as well. The Greenport Gardens proposal would provide housing to mental health consumers in addition to affordable housing for county residents. The Daily Mail reported a New York City woman died Sunday, December 28th after falling from a chairlift at the Hunter Mountain Ski Resort, according to state police. The 44-year-old resident of Brooklyn died at approximately 2 p.m. The accident is under investigation. Chelsea Diana is reporting in the Albany Business Review, as of January 1st, it will be illegal in New York State to throw away electronics, including computers, video game consoles, flat-screen TVs, with the normal trash or recycling. The final part of New York's 2010 electronics recycling law takes effect Thursday, making it illegal for consumers to throw e-waste away. Heavy metals, acids, and other hazardous material will be kept out of the soil and drinking water if folks take their used e-waste to an electronics recycler. Violators will be charged a $100 fine for each infraction. Matthew Hamilton reported at Capital Confidential, Governor Andrew M. Cuomo sent a letter Friday, December 26th, to the State Gaming Commission and Gaming Facility Location Board, urging it to consider awarding a fourth casino license, this one for the Southern Tier. Because only 3 licenses were recommended by the board earlier this month, an additional license could go to another proposal. The letter comes after the Cuomo administration announced December 17th a ban on hydraulic fracturing for natural gas, which would have helped the Southern Tier economically. Criticism ran high that the economically depressed Southern Tier was being ignored as part of the governor's efforts to transform upstate New York. Cuomo said in the letter he would hope that opening up another license would renew and invigorate other developers to step forward with proposals. For the local weather forecast, today will be mostly sunny with a high near 40. Tonight partly cloudy with a low around 18. Tuesday mostly sunny with a high near 30. Tuesday night partly cloudy with a low around 16. Wednesday partly sunny with a high near 30. Wednesday night partly cloudy with a low around 18. And Thursday, New Year's Day, mostly sunny with a high near 32, Thursday night partly cloudy with a low around 21. Sunrise today was at 7:23 a.m. and sunset today at 4:31 p.m. with the length of the day being 9 hours and 8 minutes. For the public meetings, today is the 5th Monday of the month and WGXC suggests calling ahead to confirm the time and location. The only meeting that we have here is the Columbia County Board of Supervisors year-end meeting at 3 p.m. at 401 State Street in Hudson. 828-1527. This has been the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Monday, December 29th, 2014. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Katie Donnelly. Have a great day.